Oh, but we're born to win here on BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. Thanks for being with me, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, and Joe. Another great afternoon out.
Yesterday. That's right. I love these afternoon sports.
It's the best. It really is the best when you're working on an early morning schedule to have your prime time, which is about 2 o'clock.
It really is.
You know, have the big event of the day on at that point. Well, we weren't the only ones watching yesterday. I just saw this tweet that, here we go. I've got it back up. The S&P 500 trading fell below its 10-day average yesterday because people were just watching the soccer game.
Yeah, not trading.
Instead of trading. It's happened before when the U.S. was playing in the 2010 World Cup. And trading plunged 43% back in 2010 for some of the big games there. And it happened again yesterday during the final hours of trading.
I like afternoon sports. You know, I as you know, I love baseball. I love March Madness time, conference tournament time. So I can get in. You show me a sporting event between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and I am in. Let's go.
Especially one with a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was packed place, everybody, you know,
packed
into
bar
it.
2 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Tension in the air. Stakes are high.
Yes.
Anyone can get behind that. It was awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, some of that tension kind of relieved when they scored the first goal.
Yeah.
But then it was right back.
Even more so.
Yes.
At the end of the game.
Yes. The stoppage time was very,
10 minutes of doom.
Oof.
One almost
slipped in.
I couldn't take it.
No.
I couldn't take it, but I appreciate you for, you know, letting me grab onto your shoulder.
Anytime, buddy.
Just
anytime.
Hold on for dear life yesterday, but it's awesome. They're going to play again on Saturday. If I see anyone wearing orange between now and Saturday, so help me. So help me, Joe.
It's a Virginia Tech shirt. Sorry. They got a big game on Sunday, okay?
Can wait until Sunday.
All
no
right.
Orange. Around here.
I would like to thank whoever the camera person for Channel 7 was for the close-up of me.
Yeah. Oh, they got
Joe DiBiase at WGR took a screenshot and tweeted it. It's now my new cover photo, so thank you, Channel 7.
You're there? I'm not there, I hope.
It's literally a zoom-in of just my face.
Nice. that's great. I saw somebody tweeted there. Thousands packed to watch. And I, you know, it was a lot of people.
I was going to say, were there people upstairs?
I appreciate the overstatement, but, you know, thousands in one tiny, I don't know what capacity is there, but it was great to see yesterday the coverage. What do you think about this? I'm wondering if people watching this, it's something we've talked about before, Joe. Someone took a screenshot of, I guess it was Fox News after the game. Talking about this game, and it just said, and it's from a gym, so it's one of these things where you can't really hear what's going on, what's being said, but it's just, you know, the guy who's on the news show on the side, and then pictures of coaches, and the bottom scroll just says, U.S. coach needs to dress better. That was their big takeaway from the game. The big takeaway from the game. U.S. coach needs to dress better. And I will say this, not a big fan of his t-shirt choice yesterday. That like acid wash, black and gray.
See, I didn't think it was
not
awful.
His best. It wasn't my favorite t-shirt. But I like the t-shirt. He's got some great t-shirts.
You don't like the suit on the sideline or whatever they call it?
You know, a lot of people do suits.
I like the suit.
Our coach does a t-shirt. He wears fancy sneakers. And then, you know, it changes it up with his pants every now and then. I like the t-shirt look, the casual look.
When's the last time the U.S. had a suit-wearing coach?
I think Jurgen Klinsmann was a suit guy.
Was he? Okay.
Didn't work out too well.
All right, let's go with the t-shirt.
Yeah, Bruce Arena, I'm pretty sure, was a polo guy.
Yeah.
If I am imagining this correctly. But I like the t-shirt. Mix it up. Look a little casual. Out there. It's like 80 degrees in Qatar.
What about a t-shirt with a sports coat over it, like the Iran coach?
See, I don't know how that's comfortable.
Right?
I don't know how people do that. You see someone like a polo or a t-shirt and a sport coat. The sleeves of a sport coat are so, they stick to your arms.
Yes.
It's so uncomfortable. You might look cool, But I just know, looking at you, you must be the most uncomfortable person. Now, you do that in the heat, to have your bare arms on the inside of a sport coat jacket.
That's why he kept ripping it off.
Yeah, that would be why he kept taking it off. That seems like the most uncomfortable. You're thinking about how uncomfortable you are. You can't coach.
Yeah.
So I like our guy wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, I like being comfortable.
I like getting the t-shirts that the coach wears.
But and except I'll wear for the one yesterday.
Not the one yesterday. Yeah. I'm not going to do the acid wash. I will take, you know, I hate to be critical after a win. The t-shirt selection could have been better.
You found something to be critical of. That's fine.
If we could get a better t-shirt on the sidelines next game.
You want Saturday to be a better choice.
You know, there are classy t-shirts you can go with.
See, you're not like me. Now you have to wear that shirt. That was your only
because
win.
They won?
Only win in group play. You got to keep wearing it. You got to ride that shirt out.
Well, there you go. Some people, their takeaway, why U.S. coach needs to dress better. That was it. You know, it's funny. We were out. One of my favorite parts is before the game, singing the national anthem.
Yes.
Which, you know, was not quite as rowdy yesterday as it was on Friday.
Yeah, I missed the anthem on Friday.
For USA and England, where everyone was ready to go. That was one of the ones where everyone was trying to yell the national anthem louder than the person next to him, and it made for just a absolutely great. It takes a little while because you have to hear. It's kind of faint, the music, when it starts.
Yeah, I know where they are.
You don't really know when you kind of hear it. I loved everyone singing. I did say to you, Joe, and it's funny because our boss sent this in an email about the national anthem before sporting events, and how much we really need to do it. On Monday, I said to you, you know, kind of, it started off weak, people singing the anthem before the game. And then I said, by the time it got to the last verse, or as I call it, the bubble hockey anthem, everyone was in and everyone knew it.
The Osei?
Yeah. Osei, does that star, you know, once you get to that point.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of in on it.
It is the bubble hockey verse.
But that's what they play at bubble hockey. And I turned to you and I said, I think people didn't know the words until we got to the part they play before bubble hockey. And that's when most people hear the anthem.
That's when they catch on, yeah.
I wait for the anthem at bubble hockey.
Yeah.
I'll even take my hat off.
Oh, well, it's one more step than me.
Yesterday a little bit better, but I think it was the same thing. It starts off kind of, oh, say, can you see? And then, you know, people kind of trail off.
You want to make sure you're, like you said, you want to make sure that you're, you don't want to be the guy that's behind or ahead of everybody. So you're trying, okay, we're all in this.
I think it's more people don't know the words until you get to the end.
Maybe that's it. I mean, from going to all these sporting events, you know, that's a song to easily pick up, just like O Canada.
O Canada's easy to pick up because it's a tune.
Yeah.
The national anthem isn't really like a tune that much.
It's a short story.
Yeah, it is. It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story, a short story. I love it. I love singing it in front of events like that. For as much as I love it before, you know, the U.S. kicks off in the World Cup, I am not a person who needs to see it before every single sporting event, because a lot of times it just makes me, it has its place sometimes.
Yeah.
Major events, sure. You know, maybe around major national holidays, of course.
Yeah.
Baseball can do it before every game.
America's pastime.
But, like, at a hockey game, I look around and the national anthem's playing and, you know, everybody's standing. But about a third of the crowd is on your phone or talking or doing something else. I see that and I go, do we really need it? If most people aren't paying attention, I'd rather not do it in the first place.
But it's not a only America thing. Every sport, they play the anthems before the game.
They do?
If you watch any international sport, in Canada, they play Old Canada before a hockey game, a baseball game, a football game. They do the same thing up there. They do the same thing in Mexico.
They do?
Yeah. It's not just an American thing.
It's mostly maybe it's a North American thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You never see that before. Like any soccer game in Europe.
Except for international.
Except for the international games. They play both teams' anthems.
Yeah.
But, you know, any normal team, if the Bills were a European team, they would not be doing the national anthem. They just kind of go about it. Here we go. see ya. Let's play.
See, I have no problem. I mean, I do think it hits better when you have the anthem with a flyover. I mean, then I'm really into it. Like, let's go. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. But I have no problem with it. I mean, that's some time to, hey, you know, we're all happy to be in America, watching American sports, be free to be here and do whatever we want to do, have a few adult beverages, high five the people around us.
I guess that.
It's 30 seconds.
It's very rare that it has, oh, it's longer than 30 seconds. I have not been betting the national anthem line. It has its place, though. I like it in a big moment, and I feel like it gets watered down because we almost overdo it. You know, it's in front of every major and minor sporting event that you ever go to is some, I hate to say it, usually not great version of the national anthem is being played.
It's true.
Half-hearted by the crowd.
The crowd's half-hearted. As bad as the people actually singing might be, they're never half-hearted.
No,
Doug Allen was perfect at it, and he always put 110% into the anthem.
But I think if we saved it now for, you know, moments where it can resonate, it would have more of an impact.
Like what? You're saying just for big games, just for holidays?
Big games, you know, around...
So baseball would only do it on the 4th of July?
I think baseball, you can just do it whenever. Baseball. National pastime.
That's right.
Baseball. You sing songs in the middle of the game.
Sport in America.
Why can't you sing songs before the game?
Okay.
Right? I mean, you're singing songs all throughout the baseball game. You're singing songs, chewing on sunflower seeds, and it's just like a baseball thing.
So what
for
about
like
the
football,
home
I think
opener? Is
home
that...
opener, the playoffs.
Okay.
Like at a time when it really, maybe the primetime game every single week.
Okay.
And you show it on TV.
Have the network bring someone in.
Yeah. And other than that, I don't know. I don't really see it.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. I haven't really thought of it until it was in the email this morning.
Because just think about like yesterday, standing there with everybody.
That was awesome.
Singing the anthem.
Right.
It was great. And how great it can be. And I just feel like it should always be great, the national anthem. When the national anthem is sung, I want it to always feel like it did yesterday at just before 2 p.m., with everybody singing it. And I think if it's going to be anything other than that, and you know it's not going to have the same impact, and you're not going to get people paying attention, and you're not, I think you don't do it. And you can say, well, it should be up to, you know, the people have to make it big. You know, it's the people's fault that, you know, but let's be realists here. You're not going to get every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in front of a hockey game. People are still holding a beer trying to get to their seats.
Okay.
You're never going to get the attention. And if it doesn't have the attention, I don't like a half-hearted one.
Maybe hockey, but football's only once a week. See, I could see football being...
But football, you just have the same thing. Joe, when in the pregame do they even do the national anthem?
When they do the flyover. I'll tell you when there's
but I can tell you from like all the football games I've been to, the amount of times I've been in my seat for when the anthem plays
is after
under 50%.
It's after introductions.
Until recently, you know, when the team's good, I'm just never there for it.
Yeah,
I am for the home opener. I would be for a
playoff
game, but.
Thanksgiving, another one that you would have to have the anthem,
yes,
I think.
Yes, Thanksgiving, before the Thanksgiving games. You know, juice people up.
Bring
get them ready.
Big flag taking up the whole field.
I love it. But I if it's not going to be done right, if it's not going to be done full-throated by everybody in the building, I kind of don't want it.
So, in short, you're saying it's not that you don't like the anthem. You think it carries less meaning because there are people in this audience who have probably in the last month been to an event that was half-heartedly singing the anthem 8 times.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want every time to be like yesterday.
I don't disagree, but it's just part of the pregame. Like that's just how it. I know.
Yeah,
it's how it's always
think
been.
The national anthem should be held to a standard. It should be regarded higher than just another part of the pregame. Like I can understand if you are, you know, a traditionalist. You say this is our tradition. It's what we do before the game. We like to have it. But it's like, you know, the color guard comes out. Nobody stands. I mean, you should be standing.
For the color guard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody should be at attention. And if you know it's not going to happen, like, and there's no going back, you're not going to all of a sudden, like, shift and then all of a sudden everybody's going to, like, oh, we got to be standing, like, put an announcement before the game. Like, hey, just so everyone knows, from now on,
yeah.
Everyone's standing in their seats and pay attention every single game for this. And sing along, please. I just think if you know it's not going to be treated with that level of respect and enthusiasm, I don't really want it to be done.
And instead of an announcement, what you're proposing would make, when it actually happens, an event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big fight.
Big fight, yeah.
National anthem.
Boxing.
Adds yeah. to, you know, everything that's been going on. Anyways, the sport coat.
I'm on the anthem, though. Like I said, I don't disagree with you, because I do think, looking back at it, you know, there's no one ever really fully belting it out. But, like you said, I think it'd be, you said it'd be tough to get people to pay attention. I think it'll be tough to take away the anthem from every game.
I don't think so. I think it's harder to get 100% attention than it would be to take it away.
Say we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, because I think at least half the crowd is just won't even notice, because they're not even in the seats. And the other half wouldn't really care because they're on their phone. So
you want to talk about watering down the national anthem? We used to play a show on this station where the host would play the national anthem before the show.
Really?
Yeah. Mark Levin.
Before every
5 days a week. It's a little watered down.
Yeah.
You think people are in their cars singing the anthem?
I mean, can I save it for the big moments? The moments like yesterday was absolutely amazing. All right. On our text board, someone is saying, you missed a U.S. coach wearing a black T-shirt with the word states on it. No, that was his T-shirt for the first game. Saw it. I have that shirt. That one's a good shirt. The shirt he was wearing against England, that's a good T-shirt. I like a nice stylish T-shirt. The T-shirt yesterday, like the acid wash.
You know what that shirt said? Don't look at me. The attention's not on me. The attention's on this game. I love it.
It was trying to be like camo.
Yeah.
No, that, to me, it's the opposite. That's a loud T-shirt to be wearing.
You think so?
Yes. The black. If I came in here wearing like, I mean, he's like grunge. I call him Triple G. I'm going to add a fourth for grunge. He looked like it was like a Nirvana. Something coming out there. You've never seen anything, right?
What's that?
You never seen anything like that on the sideline?
No, but I don't think that's saying attention. That's just a hey, don't pay attention to me. Pay attention to those blue unis on the field.
I think it's pretty loud. And somebody else saying, all right, you should never be in your seat during a national anthem. You should always be standing.
True.
Right.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Can we all come to the realization? I like to be a realist. You're not going to get that. Can we save it for the moments that you are going to get that?
Maybe out of doing it rarely, you do get that.
I think so. I think Maybe. You get more participation, more attention, if you're only doing it for the big moments and the big games, and you're looking forward to it instead of just having something that's kind of almost interrupting your mid-conversation right before the game. Because that's how it is for most people.
See, I would be more if you said, hey, like games that play multiple times a week, sports that are multiple times a week. Like, okay, you know, the NBA, the NHL, baseball, weekend games. Like, but I think the NFL, there's only 8 home games.
Yeah, just home opener, primetime games, playoffs, that's all you need. You know, if hockey, you're the Sabres, you play it when you play the Leafs. And then, I think you get everyone behind it. All right, toll hikes on the thruway are coming.
Oh, not again.
Yes, again, and in some ways a big way. We'll be back here, B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Masrowski and Joe Beamer back with you on WBEN. All right, Joe, so the story this morning, we were bringing you all throughout the morning, the Thruway Authority planning a system-wide toll hike in 2024. How this would work, the proposal, which is not final yet, it'll be presented Monday, which I can't wait to see. a 5% toll hike in 2024, and then 5% on top of that in 2027. That's for Easy Pass users. Right. If you don't have an Easy Pass, the rate would increase 75% toll hike.
It's ridiculous.
If you don't have an Easy Pass. Now, the proposal is set to be presented Monday in the first step of a process that will include public hearings, plus receiving and considering public comments. Now, Joe, here's my question. If I'm to believe that public hearings and public comments really play an important part in this, am I expected to believe that the public comment is going to be overwhelmingly, oh, yeah, yeah, this sounds good to me.
I'd love to meet that person.
I would love to pay 75% more tolls. I mean, what? Public comments on a 75% toll rate hike. How is that anything other than 100% negative?
Yeah, no. You're 10% by 27? No, thank you. 75% if I don't want to put that thing in my window? And by the way, Brian, we're talking about local, you know, people who take the thruway every day. What about people from out of state? Easy Pass is not this 50-state thing. Easy Pass is mostly in the Northeast. But you know what states in the Northeast don't have Easy Pass? Vermont, a state that borders New York State.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're from Vermont, maybe you do business in New York. Maybe you go to New York regularly. 75% on you driving into the state starting in 2024. I mean, I thought the whole point was, you know, hey, COVID's over. We want people to come visit Niagara Falls. Come visit New York City.
Oh, no, Joe.
I thought we wanted people to visit New York State. Hey, that $385 or whatever you're paying now, 75% higher just to enter the state.
Joe, that is not the message. The message is crystal clear. When you enter New York State on the New York State Thruway.
Yes, it is.
It says, welcome to New York, the Empire State, on a big, beautiful sign.
Yes.
And then a mile behind that sign says, we will bill you as the first thing you see when you enter New York State. And by the way, if you have a problem, have you been double billed? Because it's still going on with the new system. Have you had a problem with anything toll-related? Give us a call, 803-0930 on WBEN. You can weigh in on our text board, too. We will bill you is the first thing you see when you enter in New York State.
I hate to be this way. Easy Pass used to be awesome, right, when you had the big lines. Remember the Williamsville toll booth?
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you'd be coming in. Maybe you'd be coming from Rochester or something back into Western New York, and there'd be a huge line, and it would be a positive to have the Easy Pass so you could skip that line, go drive right through. But now Easy Pass is unnecessary. What we should be doing is just taking your license plate and billing you. Easy Pass is just an excuse for the state to say, we couldn't detect your Easy Pass. Here's the 75% higher bill now. And if you're like me, this has happened numerous times now. Now, go out to my car. Where's the Easy Pass? Literally where it always has and should been, where I was told to put it. Numerous times in this new system, either going to Grand Island. You know, I go through a lot of toll booths delivering, Brian. I'm on the thruway quite regularly. Numerous times I get the big orange envelope that says, hey, your license plate, blah, blah, blah. The license plate that, by the way, is registered to the Easy Pass is now getting charged when my Easy Pass has already been charged.
Joe. This is my thing that drives me absolutely nuts. Because if you go to the Thruway Authority site, which, by the way, if you just want to go from the 290 down on the 90 to Transit Road, right now it's 18 cents. To do that, then that'll go up to, I think, 35 cents is what I figured out with the 75% toll.
For one exit.
Hike. Yes. For, you know, what is that? 3 miles. It's Ooh. 3 miles.
Whoa.
It's 10 cents a mile on your car, which, oh, Brian, just 10 cents. I mean, come on. The Easy Pass accounts. So they have your license plate on the Easy Pass account. They have installed all throughout the thruway system, made a huge deal about these brand new cashless tolling, big things that you just mentioned. Tolls that post to an Easy Pass account by license plate will be charged the tolls by mail rate.
Oh my gosh.
It knows. The system that they put in does work because it knows it can read your license plate. And no, hey, this is an Easy Pass account holder because it matches up Okay. With the license plate that's in the EasyPass system.
But it claims that it didn't read your EasyPass?
But if we don't read your EasyPass and we just read the license plate, and by we mean the computer.
Yeah.
It's doing the exact same thing. If we get the license plate and not the EasyPass, your toll isn't going up 5%. It's going up 75%. Even though you paid to have the EasyPass in your car.
It's ridiculous.
And, you know, sometimes, as you mentioned, people are still getting charged.
On both.
For both.
Yes.
The whole idea of this, you don't have toll booth workers anymore. You don't have toll booths to maintain anymore. You shouldn't have anything to maintain anymore. Should be to save money. Yet ever since this has been enacted, tolls for non-EasyPass users have gone up and up and up. And now they're going up, even if you have the Easy Pass, that's going to be read by the tolls by mail place. And to your point, Joe, the Easy Pass should be moot because you have the toll readers that read your license plate.
Yep.
The same as it would in Easy Pass. It goes into the system. And guess what? You don't need to send me something by mail. I get an email. I get a notice every time my registration's up from New York State, the same state that should be in coordination with everything else. You have my license plate number. You know where I live. You know what driver is assigned to this vehicle that it's registered under. And you know where the bill should go. And it's probably done electronically.
Yeah.
So there's this extra $3 fee on top of everything. You know, by the way, that's 35 cents to go 3 miles. If you do get the toll by mail, yeah, you add in the $3. That's over a dollar per mile with the toll by mail of this new system that's supposed to save money. Now, the Thruway Authority says this will allow for growing capital and infrastructure needs for a system that's approaching 70 years in age. A system that's approaching seven. It's a road.
Yeah.
It's not a 70-year-old building. It's a road that gets repaved regularly, sometimes completely rebuilt regularly. But the system might be 70 years old. The roads are not 70 years old. Don't give me that.
No, it's a system that's 70 years old. But this is something that you've been paying every daily. People are paying to go on the thruway. And by the way, tolls were supposed to be done after they had paid for the original thruway. That was what New York State told people. When they were done with the original thruway, we're putting these tolls to get our money back, and then they're going away. Brian, that was before you and I were even born, okay? And they're still collecting these tolls. They've been collecting these tolls. So every improvement that you have seen, as you said, anytime you go on the thruway, there's a lane closed, something's going on. Those are paid for by tolls. To me, it makes no sense. And I want to go back to the Easy Pass for a second. Don't tell me you can't read my Easy Pass because it's in the same place as when I'm driving in other states like West Virginia, which also has Easy Pass. Guess what I've never had a problem with, Brian? I've never had a problem with the thing not going up when I drive through the Easy Pass toll lane in West Virginia. Numerous times this fall, that never happened. It seems to be a consistent issue with the New York State Thruway and my Easy Pass. And no, they're not just charging my license. I'm getting charged on my card because there's a nice little app here. And it's funny. I'll drive through the toll. Oh, it went out. We're good. And then a month later, hey, we didn't detect your Easy Pass. I believe it's 318 for that trip down transit you took. It's exhausting. It makes me not want to take the thruway. It makes me want to take transit to Maine. It makes me want to take every other street, but it makes me want to avoid any tolled portion of the thruway.
I avoid every toll at all costs. And if I meet you and you're a very nice person and you say, hey, come over to my place. I live on Grand Island. I'm sorry, but you are excommunicated from my little friend circle because I'm not paying the toll. Joe, the thing that I think bugs me, it bugs so many people, is that when I drive to Pittsburgh, when I drive to Cleveland, somehow, some way, I manage to, once I leave New York State, get there on a road that's paved and smooth and fine, and the roadkill's moved off to the side, and the snow is plowed, and I don't pay a single cent to get there.
Yeah.
And when I'm in a place like Pittsburgh, I mentioned the Grand Island Bridge, I go over 12 bridges when I'm there. A million.
You don't pay for one.
I don't pay a single dime driving over any of that. Now, you can tell me, oh, well, they're paying for it somehow. And you're right. Yeah. They are paying for the maintenance somehow. But So are we. we're paying enough as it is. How is every other state around here able to figure it out where I can drive on the expressway without paying money? Yet this is, we need this critical infrastructure. We need this critical payment. Think of the message you're sending. You know, so much goes into, speaking of money, so much money goes into marketing this state all over the place. You spend ad campaigns. Come check out our beautiful waterfalls, nature trails upstate. All the cool things. Here's the Buffalo Wing Trail. All this money spent to market. All ruined by one sign. Welcome to New York. We will bill you.
Yeah.
Well, that is the message. For all the fancy commercials and nice brochures and welcome centers and nice, beautiful new Taj Mahal rest stops on the thruway that are going up, that is the one thing that sticks in everybody's mind is when you enter the state, I know I'm in New York because I see that sign.
Yeah, I think New York State, you know what it also tells me, Brian? New York State and Joe Beamer have something in common. They both can't budget, and they're running out of money and need to find ways to make more money, and that is what New York State is doing here. But, you know, a texter brought up a good point a few texts down. With this hike in tolls, does that mean the gas tax that, you know, partially was waived because of the heightened gas prices will now be permanently waived? Because, again, I thought that was money for roads and infrastructure. Well, guess what? We're giving you now 10% for Easy Pass, 75% for non-Easy Pass, that money for roads and infrastructure. So maybe we can keep the gas prices where they are.
The texter who brought up the bridges in New York City, I do not know how people do it. How people hang out. $16.50 to cross some of the bridges in the New York City area. How does that happen? How is that a thing? A $16 bridge trip? It blows my mind.
That's why you take the train.
That people do that. That is a thing that you can do.
No.
It absolutely, every little bit of it. It is just so maddening to me.
And then you get like an Uber or a Lyft that has to go over one of those bridges. And like, I know I'm in New York, but why is it this much? You realize, oh, I'm paying the toll in my Uber fee.
And then to hear, because this is what we're going to hear, this presentation is going to happen Monday, and then they're going to do public comment, and in a couple months we'll hear that it's going to take effect, and how we went through the entire process, and every bit of that process was important, and somehow I'm expected to believe that the public hearings and the public comments, that the public, the people of New York said, yeah, you know what, I don't pay enough when I'm driving on the thruway. I totally support a 75% rate hike, especially after I'm getting double billed as it is, one in the mail, one taken out of my account directly for the tolls that I am already paying.
Yeah, how about you'd say this? You know what, this is what we were thinking of, but first, we're going to fix our technology and prove to you that this is fixed. I'm not saying that would make it acceptable, Brian, but it would be nice to hear the state, you know, admit, hey, this isn't working. It's not just one or two people, okay? I mean, we did this show, what was that, a year ago? We did the show about being double billed. And, I mean, we were getting texts for days about that. For days. I mean, it's not just one or two people.
The thing that really bugs me, Joe, is that it is working. The technology is working. If it was just be set up and policed the right way. Yeah. It is working. You're being double billed because of this policy that I do not understand, that you have to, even though we've installed license plate readers across the state, that you have to also purchase a device that goes in your car to be read by the license plate reader. And if you don't, you get charged differently than if you do have this device in your car. It does not make any sense whatsoever to have that. And by having that policy, that's causing exactly what you're saying. People to be double charged. Maybe if you live on Grand Island, maybe every time you go home, maybe every time you're on the thruway to go to work. It's the policy behind it. The plates are being read. The technology actually works. You go through at 65 miles an hour and it picks it up. And even though I don't want the tolls there in the first place, it works. It's whoever is setting the policy behind it that says, no, we have a system that works. It can read license plates. We can bill people just fine. We can get our money. No, but we're going to complicate it by having two different classes of passenger vehicle.
In the Easy Pass, I thought the whole point of registering your Easy Pass was in case the camera missed it, they could go back and read, oh, okay, this is a person who has an Easy Pass. You know what I mean? That's what I thought registering your Easy Pass was all about. It was a foolproof mm-hmm. system. Oh, okay, something in our reader missed your thing, but we see your plate.
Right, exactly.
We're going to charge it to your account. Now they're admitting, no, we're not going to do that. We are going to benefit financially from the flaws in our technology. That's what they're telling you. Leave it to New York State.
Just everything about the thruway is...
makes you not want to go on it. It honestly makes you want to take every other freaking road in this town except for the tolled parts of the 90.
And people do. And I do. I do not go on the 90 unless I have explicit reason to.
I live at one end of Main Street in Williamsville, okay? I will get off, instead of what would be so much quicker to go through the tolled area, I won't do that. I will get off at the Main Street exit and drive the extra miles just to avoid the confusion.
Rush hour Main Street in Williamsville, you'll drive down there, avoiding pedestrians, stopping at every hawk signal.
That's how important those $3 are to me.
To not have it. On our text board, a lot of people chiming in on this. I'm going to, between this show, Joe, yesterday's game, Friday's game, this upcoming Saturday's. I don't know how my voice is going to... I'm going to have to get some of Rob Lucas's tea to help me out here.
That's a miracle tea right there.
He swears by it. Yeah. It's going to be me tomorrow. And if I don't have it in my cup, remind me.
And you still have a Bills game to go.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that. I'm going to try and keep that the reaction. I'm not a shouter during a Bills game. Actually, that's a lie. My wife would tell you that's a complete lie. I shouldn't have even said that. I try to not be a shouter during the Bills game. Only in, like, very key moments. It's impossible to wake my son up from bed.
Really? Wow.
I shouldn't say impossible, but...
You said it now.
It never happens. So, our house, from the moment we took him home, and God willing, our next is going to be the exact same way. We've just not... It's not a, the baby's sleeping house. It's a do whatever you want when the baby's sleeping house. And I think that's why he sleeps through just
very
about
fortunate.
Anything.
Very fortunate.
So, yeah, I will get a little rowdy during this Bills game.
I'm telling you. I'm you talk about your nerves yesterday. I'm nervous about this game. The Bills have not won an in-division game yet, and that's how I'm looking at it. This is a very important game tomorrow.
I think what just happened is I had a lot of leftover juice in the system from watching the game yesterday. I just emptied it out on the thruway. That's exactly what I did. So thank you.
A nice stress relief.
For giving me the stress reliever on the thruway. All right. We'll be back here. Both of us will
both
be back
of
here
us tomorrow. Game day. Come on.
I'm ready for that. It'll be fun. Bright and early, starting at 5 a.m. And then 9 o'clock, we'll continue it. David Bellavia up next. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.